A Lenten devotional for March 11th, 2020, based on 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 9 to chapter 6 verse 11 by the Reverend Dr. Hetz Marsh. The verse that immediately comes to mind as I read today's passage from 1 Corinthians 5 is "in the world, but not of the world." But there is no such verse. Nevertheless, several New Testament verses make the point. John 15:19. If you belonged to the world would love you as its own. Because you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. John 17:16. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. John 2:15-16. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The love of the Father is not in those who love the world. For all that is in the world, the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, the pride in riches, comes not from the Father, but from the world. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God. And James 1:27. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to take care for orphans and widows in distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. In the world is our locus, our location. We cannot influence the world as light and salt if we are not in it. But we are not to draw from the world as our source of inspiration or behavior. This was no easy task for the Corinthian Christians, surrounded as they were by hedonism. It is no easy task for us either. We are called to be holy, to be different from the world. None of us reaches this goal. Thus, the need both for forgiveness and for God's transforming presence and power. We are justified by faith in Jesus Christ, but we are sanctified by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. David McFarland, formerly of the Sewickley Presbyterian Church, defined sanctification as the process of growing to be more and more like Jesus Christ for the sake of others. The goal of our journey of faith is the integration of Christ into everything we do. If we do so, the world will see the love of God through us. Gracious and loving God, when, as you taught us, we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, we are reminded that the church is sent into the world so that the world will know eternal life, which is to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Continue, we pray, your Spirit's transformation of us from within. Amen.